This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score, tonight's the night, David.
It's game day.
Tonight is the gold medal game.
No, well, it's not. Not quite that level, but it feels that intense. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Going to be a fun day.
Jack Eichel called
Great night.
Like a game seven.
It has
of
that
the
feel.
Stanley Cup Finals.
It has that feel. It's going to be really interesting. I know, not to get ahead of ourselves, because tonight is going to be fun, but they still have 26, 27 games left in the NHL season. These players are resuming the regular season on Saturday. That's crazy.
Not all of them.
Well, maybe not the ones who were injured and as a result of this great tournament, but it has been a tremendous 2 weeks of hockey, a week-long celebration since Saturday night really, I think, got people going. And tonight, hopefully, it culminates in a close game, a good game, and everyone in America wants it to be a Team USA victory. I think that it would be terrific, but it is a little bit unsettling. It's a pick'em game right now.
I'm sure there's some Canadian people in America.
There are.
Haven't been thrown
Absolutely.
Out yet.
Absolutely.
Yet. What?
Depending on the outcome of tonight. No, it's going to be tough. Uh-huh. It's going to be a challenge. And I think it was... We had some really good hockey guests yesterday.
Oh, I really was ready for the game.
Oh, my gosh. We've had some really good hockey guests this week. It will come down to the goaltending.
We got a really good hockey guest coming up tomorrow.
And today. We got Eddie O today.
Eddie O.
Eddie
great.
O, 8 o'clock. He saw up close and personal. And he knows what it's like to put on the sweater with Team USA on the front. 1984, I believe. A young Eddie Olczyk represented America. Patriot. Good man.
He's a patriot.
Just saying. He can relate to this feeling, the surge of nationalism that you're going to feel tonight. I'm very curious about the anthem.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what's going to happen with the both the anthems. Sean McDonough, who's doing the game, and he's doing the game and was quoted yesterday as saying that he hopes that Americans don't boo the Canadian anthem. I think we all... I don't want to speak for you, but I think we all understand where he's coming from, and I would agree with that. Just don't know how to call it. Just don't know how it's going to go down. Emotions could take over.
The Canadians are about as fine and nice a people as there are on Earth. And the idea of booing their national anthem because... They responded to all the political pressure by booing your anthem in Montreal is just so missing the point.
It's somewhat absurd. I agree with that.
It is ridiculous.
It really is. We have seen absurdity before at sporting events, though.
Oh, no.
So
that's the
expectations.
Place for it. Yeah.
You'd like to say it's never going to happen, and it won't happen, but we all aren't. We're not that naive.
No.
It could happen.
But
and so let's hope that there are things
ridiculous.
That don't detract from the game on the ice. And I mean that in that as much as we made about the three fights in 9 seconds and what that did to set the stage for that emotional game on Saturday night, I would hope that we don't have to go through that again.
These teams don't like each other, Mr. David. I think we got to get to that.
They respect each other, though. They respect each other, though.
They don't like each other.
They don't like each other. And if there's a healthy respect, I would hope that would
prevail. There will be
prevail.
Later in life.
Yeah.
Right? When you get older and you see someone you sparred with, yeah, you kind of have a bond of...
There's a lot of intrigue. I think that's the way to look at it, though. There's a lot of political intrigue. There's a lot of emotional investment. And then it comes down to who's got the hot goalie and who's going to have the hot hand. And the hot stick.
Is Trudeau going to be there?
I don't know.
Because he was at that first game.
Yes, he was.
But he left. Did you see that? After the first period, because he had to fly out to L.A. to meet with your guy, the Spare.
Who's my guy?
The Spare.
Who's?
That was his book. The redheaded guy. That redheaded guy married to Meghan Markle.
That's not my guy.
You love that guy.
Prince Harry?
Is that his name?
Yes.
Harry Windsor.
No.
He went out to meet
I did
Harry.
Not know that. I really
couldn't believe it. It was like, how weird.
Yeah,
What a strange commitment.
I'm kind of less into who's in the audience. I'm more curious about what's going on the ice.
Well, I'm very curious about who's in the audience in terms of the American hockey players.
Yeah.
We don't have any. We know McAvoy's out.
But it's
right?
been a strange week. Brady Tkachuk, I hope, is not going to miss this game.
I don't think he is. I think that.
But he was off the ice for a while yesterday.
But Sullivan said that the only reason he came out of that game was for. Yeah, but who knows? You know,
maintenance day. It was a maintenance day. Heck of a day to have maintenance. But I think you have a lot of questions about the health. But it's just going to be one of those events. It's must-watch television. You want to be definitely setting aside a couple hours tonight for one of the best sporting events you'll see this year.
Mm-hmm. It should be really good.
Yeah.
It better be. It would be hugely disappointed if it isn't good.
What? Seriously. You got to go there.
Well, I'm just saying. Let's
Come
hope
on,
it lives
man.
Up. If it can live up to the hype, I think we'll be awful pleased.
McAvoy's going to be a big loss. I think you look at the Tkachuks, you wonder how they're healthy and if they're healthy. And I said it yesterday, and it bears repeating. We'll talk to Eddie O at 8 o'clock. The Canadian star power. You wonder in one game for all the marbles, and
sure.
tonight is for all the marbles, you wonder if that is going to give them that slightest of advantages that you need in a game like this. I'm talking about McDavid, MacKinnon, and Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the guys who are as good as it gets. They've been there before.
So which one are you betting on for first goal? Who are you betting on for any time goal?
You got to go McDavid.
See? I knew you were choosing. I knew you were secretly on their side.
I'm not secretly on their side. But if you had to tell me, what is your safest money if you're betting? And I will do this after the game or after the show. I will not distract myself from betting during the show.
Uh-huh.
I have my discipline.
Time. Mr. Dustino, can you please report Mr. David to ICE?
I'm not betting during the show. I won't do it.
Mr. David, report to the ICE. Is he going to play? No.
No.
We mean ICE.
not the ICE. Other ICE.
Mr. Vegas Hall, so I want to ask for your advice. So this is what I have via FanDuel. So I have Canada on the money line. I'm betting. I'm betting. I'm not going with my heart. I got Canada in the money line.
Right.
I got under 5.5 goals. I got an anytime goal from Connor McDavid and an anytime goal from Matthew Tkachuk. Is that solid?
Oh my gosh, it's like you read my mind. Right now, that is exactly the way I would be leaning. The only one I would have the most question about is the under 5.5. I might go over that.
Dustino, report both David and Brandon Fryer.
You can go to the 51st state, Brandon.
No,
that's right.
Look, you guys, Brandon is speaking truth, and unfortunately, he's thinking with his head and not his heart. If I'm doing that, I'm leaning toward, as we sit here at 5:40 this morning, Canada.
I want to go USA. The injuries are scaring me.
The injuries are scary. You're right.
Connor McDavid on Circus Sports Illinois is plus 225 as an anytime goal scorer. I think that's a very safe
Yeah, that's an invitation.
Right.
To make some money.
That's one leg of your multi-leg same game.
Not if somebody punches him 9 seconds in.
Huh? You don't want that to happen
If he's got a gob full of fists.
Can you bet on a fight? If there's going to be a fight?
No, I don't think so. Probably somewhere. Great.
I have the every time dropping of gloves wager.
I think what happened Saturday night was a novelty. You saw the effect it had on the game, and it was historic almost. And you'll talk about it for years. I just don't think tonight you need that, and I think it would seem somewhat contrived. If it happens.
How about this, though, since we've opened the door on the gambling and now I'm gone down a rabbit hole, as we'd like to say.
That's all it takes.
How about this?
Way to go, Molly.
First goal scorer, Connor McDavid, plus 1,200.
Ooh. Wow.
I mean, first Canadian goal. This is first goal of the
first
game.
First
goal of the game.
There won't be anybody more ready than McDavid tonight. Sid will be shot out of a cannon.
Sid the Kid, plus 2,000.
Yeah, well,
plus 2,000.
It might take him a while to get going.
He could probably get an empty netter later in the game.
Stop! Yeah,
I would bet a point on him. You can bet a point on him.
Interesting.
Interesting. Empty netter late.
Wasn't it funny to talk to Tony Granato, who coached Crosby?
Yeah, that was wild.
With the Penguins, but talking about going musky fishing
that was
with Dylan Larkin.
Yeah, that was hysterical.
And the 48.5-inch fish that he caught.
He got a big one.
What else you got there, Dustin? What else are you kind of going down that rabbit hole now that we have opened that door?
Well, it's basically a pick 'em. It's basically a pick. I am more than engaged. It's minus 105 both ways. The total's 5.5 pucks. The under is juiced to minus 135. So if you're betting under, you got to lay 135 to win that 100
pack. I really think that it might go over there. That's the only question. There's going to be some offense. Will there not?
People always go over.
Mm-hmm.
People tend to bet the over. The bet then is probably the under, especially given what you just said.
I believe that I'm one of those people that, as a novice bettor.
Well, what was the first game?
Relatively novice bettor.
3-1?
3-1. I think only one game in this whole tournament has really gone over.
Yeah.
And that was on Monday, Canada and Finland. It was 5-3.
Goaltending is the biggest question for both of these teams.
Well, it's the biggest question for Canada, for sure. I thought the U.S. played pretty well in that game.
I guess if there's a weakness, that would be it, though, right?
For Canada?
For both teams.
Well, now the USA's blue line is hampered, right? Well, but Canada's is stronger.
I love it when Dustin talks hockey.
The blue line is hampered.
It is. You're right.
I use hampered correctly?
You did use hampered correctly. You could have missed this tournament.
I think that you're missing the headline. The headline is you use blue line correctly.
I don't typically screw up the
Johnny
use of hockey.
This has been so much fun. I got to tell you, we have not only talked hockey, but been able to talk hockey because it's the best thing going right now.
Listen,
for about a week.
And not only
we've been opening with hockey.
This is awesome.
All week. We have.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
And you know what?
What?
I will almost guarantee we'll close the week opening with hockey.
Yes.
And we'd like
morning.
To thank hockey for having a tournament at this time.
Yes. Exactly. Thank you, hockey.
You know, this was really intelligent planning. I don't want to give Gary Bettman that much credit. I don't know whose idea it was. I doubt it was his. But this was perfectly placed on the sports calendar.
Would you boo Gary Bettman?
Yes.
Then?
No. Yes.
We had a great time where Gary Bettman booed with us. That was hysterical.
That was funny.
It's one of the funniest things ever.
I've had some very pleasant one-on-one interactions with Gary Bettman.
Yes.
I've had some very not-so-pleasant one-on-one interactions with Gary Bettman. I just have, of all the commissioners doing their jobs right now, I wonder how he stayed in this one as long as he has. I'm not a huge fan. I'm just not a huge fan. And it stems from the reluctance or his insistence that he never will acknowledge or admit the connection between CTE and playing hockey. And I have always had a hard time understanding how the commissioner of a sport who cares about concussions can be that tone deaf on that specific thing. Okay, then.
Well, but it's really interesting because obviously Bobby Hull yesterday, the word came out that he had been tested for and did indeed have CTE, which unfortunately is something that you can't test for or find until a person has expired. So it made you go back. Stan Mikita had a rough end to his life. And those were days where guys, you know, were not wearing helmets. And those were days where the head injuries were awful. And they no one slowed down, let alone left games, et cetera. And I think that the game has changed quite a bit since then.
Health measures. It's also more violent.
But,
because it happens at a quick,
yeah,
at a more accelerated speed.
Yeah, because you're flying around.
And so the collisions are greater. And it was major news yesterday when the Concussion Legacy Institute released the findings.
Yeah.
And Bobby Hull's family gave permission to have his brain studied and the release of the information. And to see that and still not publicly acknowledge the link between playing hockey and getting CTE and all of that comes with that, to me, is irresponsible. But that is the official stance of the NHL commissioner. So
I, like a lot of people, had like a kind of embarrassing exchange with Bobby Hull at one point in my life. And I came away with the person I was with saying, just shaking his head and saying, never meet your idols. Because of how out of control he was. And, you know, we were at a party at the Field Museum. Bobby Hull walks up to our table, like you're just like, oh my God, there's two of us standing at a cocktail table. He grabs my buddy's beer and skulls it, just drinks the beer, and he said, now you can say you had a beer with a hockey legend, and walks away. But first he insulted the waitress, like, you know, said something incredibly rude to her. And the two of us were standing there with like jaws agape. And I wonder if, you know, my view of him in that moment,
interesting,
would have been impacted by whatever was going on in his noggin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I wasn't thinking, oh, that guy took a lot of hits. I was thinking, God
right.
almighty, what
you,
was
had
that?
Had you thought that or had we known that? But I think it's impossible to know, and you
right.
really don't want to use that either
as a
blanket
excuse
for that kind of behavior or
yes.
any kind of behavior.
Yeah.
But I do think there's a balance to strike when you're talking about the damage it can do to your brain and the effects that has on your life and on a hockey player's life or a football player's life.
Right.
And how some of this behavior should or shouldn't be excused. Yeah, so each individual is different, but that's an unfortunate memory because we say Bobby Hull, that's the first thing you think of.
First thing I think of.
Because it's such an outrageous exchange.
If I told you what he said, you'd be like, whoa, it was shocking.
And I have, I understand, and believe me, all of the history and all of these things that Bobby Hull went through.
Yeah,
everyone's got their own personal experiences. Yeah. He was at a hockey game, one of the Hawks, Stanley, I think it was 2015. My son was there. He was great to my son. He took a picture, and you remember these kinds of things.
Yeah.
At that stage of his life, you could tell that the decline was beginning, but he was still an ambassador for the team up until, the time that he wasn't.
Right.
Before he passed. So, yeah, that was an unfortunate bit of news yesterday. Information, though, that is valuable to have, and moving forward, it's important to keep in mind because this is a violent game. And tonight it'll be on full display, but tonight's more of a celebration than anything. And tonight's going to be great. Tonight is going to be a great 2-3 hours of just high-quality, playoff-caliber NHL Stanley Cup type of hockey.
And it's also the rivalry. It's North American rivalry. It's the kind of, I believe it was Chelly who said yesterday, Canada claims to have created the game.
Yeah. There's that little dig, isn't it?
It's their claim.
There's so many ironies. There's so many fun little things to look for tonight in connections. But Austin Matthews. Right. Austin Matthews, who's coming back and probably one of the biggest factors in the game tonight. Best offensive player on Team USA, going into a building that has not been kind to him as an NHL player. The Maple Leafs cannot get past the Boston Bruins. And tonight, and every time that Austin Matthews would go into Boston in the postseason, he would get booed and he would dread the occasion. And tonight he could be a hero there.
Wow.
Tonight could be his, for him, a guy who's never achieved the Stanley Cup success, tonight could be the biggest moment of his career in a building that has not been kind to him.
Shouldn't they boo him anyway?
Yes.
Just out of habit.
Out of habit.
Wouldn't that be like a real crowning achievement
that would be something
kept
else.
Kept after him for that reason.
Plus 1,400 to score the first goal tonight.
That's not a bad bet either.
Do you have the first like three or four names, or are you just cherry
picking? As you guys mentioned,
do you have a list?
This would be my list.
I could pull a whole list up. Yeah.
This would be my three. If I was going to go in order. First goal scorer, McDavid, Matthews, Hughes. Jack Hughes.
All right, let me get you Jack Hughes. We haven't talked about him yet. The other two we've given you.
Molly didn't like Jack
Hughes.
I'm just going
to my app.
Random?
I'd say give me a Tkachuk. You're kind of leaving two.
I'm worried about the health.
I don't care about.
All right, Mully's Matthew Tkachuk is plus 1,600. Jack Hughes plus 1,800. Brady Tkachuk plus 2,000. These are first goal of the game.
That Brady Tkachuk's a good bet. You're right. I think the fact that he hasn't practiced and that he's missed, it's just.
But he could come out. On fire.
I don't understand how he got hurt on that play. I mean, that's the thing that bothers me. It just didn't seem. It makes
don't
me
know
feel
if he's got something already that he aggravated.
Like he
re-aggravated.
He could have.
It was awkward.
It was.
He was
like,
sliding, and then he kind of got contorted in a way.
But it didn't really hit the bar that
didn't
hard.
Look violent.
But that oftentimes can be a worse injury. You have some issue, and then that hits you right in the right spot. It just that bothers me.
The two shortest prices are Nathan MacKinnon and Connor McDavid, both plus 1,200. So they're Circus Sports Illinois thinks that Canada will have the first goal of the game, and then the shortest price for an American is Austin Matthews at plus 1,400.
MacKinnon, he could control this game as easily as anybody, too. If anybody can catch him. Him and McDavid, my gosh.
They're moving
lightning fast. But you got the Tkachuk brothers. They're not going to mess around. They better be on the same line if they are playing tonight. And healthy. I hope that they're on the same line with Jack Eichel.
Okay, what is Eichel?
Eichel would be a good one, too.
He doesn't score goals. I'm just curious.
Is that? Well, he's...
I mean, he can score.
Right.
I'm
he
just saying.
Score.
That's not...
It's not his primary role.
That you would take both.
Yeah, he's... to your point, Molly, he's plus 2,000 as the first goal scorer. So.
Might have a good blue liner. What defenseman might be top of the list there?
Well, now you're going to put me on
No, I'm just wondering, what's Kale McCarr? That'd be a guy.
I'm looking. He's not popping up yet.
I don't know. He could control this game.
He might have a sniffle.
I think that
2,500 plus 2,500.
Chelly said yesterday, or maybe it was Granato, they had so much great insight, but Cale Makar could control this game.
Yeah.
In a way that he didn't play in the past.
In the first one because he had a sniffle.
Exactly.
Maybe he's got a cold. Tell Gutless that he's not needed.
So that was kind of a rope-a-dope. The Canadians roped the Americans into feeling fat and happy by winning a game that, you know, potentially doesn't matter. Again, if the Americans don't do it tonight, Saturday does not matter at all. Not even a little tiny bit.
I don't know about that.
That's extreme.
Yeah.
That's an extreme take. I wouldn't agree.
You're a very extreme person.
I think that you can't erase that from your memory, no matter how hard you might want to try. You can't do it. That was indelible, what happened on Saturday night.
That was a huge moment for the U.S. of A.
Yeah, the biggest hockey game in American history in recent memory until tonight.
Yeah, no question.
And yeah, but you're not going to just – you can't just erase it.
I'm not going to feel great tomorrow morning at this time if they lose and lose badly. I'm not going to be like, oh, well, let's go back to Saturday.
So why are
you sitting there without comment while all of your workmates are hammering Canada?
I told Brandon he can move and go do sports talk radio in the 51st state.
Vancouver's lovely this time of year.
51st state.
Vancouver.
Am I saying it wrong?
Is Von Miller up there? Lindsay Vonn. I know who you meant.
Didn't you cover that Olympics, David?
I did not.
Oh, I thought you were there.
I did not go to the Vancouver Olympics.
Specifically because Vancouver. Of Lindsay Vonn. He can't stand her.
Vancouver. Calgary. Vancouver.
I do remember having conversation with Patrick Kane at the Vancouver Olympics. So, and by the way, why is it Kaner?
Via phone?
On this? Yes.
Oh, okay. Via phone. Why isn't he on what?
Why wasn't he called in
when they've got these emergency things?
Oh, my God, what?
This is like you've been on this bandwagon since the tournament began. I think your first comment was, well, I don't know why Kane.
Over the weekend, will you help a sculptor sculpt the future statue outside the United States?
I would. It's coming.
That's an easy one to
make. It's coming.
You just have the mouthpiece hanging out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm bothered that the greatest U.S.-born player in hockey history isn't part of this.
Are you really sorry? Because it sounds like you may be putting out a sarcastic voice.
I apologize for being right.
You know, if they lose, maybe you're right.
Okay.
If they lose.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.